record. All right. Hello and welcome to our Practice Accelerator group call for the month of, what are we in, July 2017. So we're here. It looks like somebody just joined us. There's Steph. Hi, Steph. And we're going to get started. What I'd like to do is just get started, just to welcome all you guys, but to just get started with a success. I like to start with one success each, a quick success, so we can start on a high note and we can celebrate each other. So who wants to start?
I'm happy to go because my sister and I actually managed to, over the course of a couple of weekends, put together the travel spin-off course.
Whoa, so, good job.
Yeah, she's working on the sales page details right now. And so we're finalizing that, and we're still going to come up with some bonuses and stuff like that. But the slideshows are done. The audios are done.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congratulations. That's huge.
It was crazy. We actually did the slides, the text one weekend. The following weekend, we were putting in the pictures, and that was on Saturday. And on Sunday morning, we sat there and recorded all of the audios in one go. It was like, so we were in the zone. So
good for you. That's awesome.
Yes. Now it's all the finishing touches, you know, which takes longer than actually creating the content of the program.
Right, but the finishing touches, I think the marketing is where you focus now, and then the finishing touches can come along as you're
exactly
it, right? Yes. So getting the main content down is going to take away that stress that you and Lisa both expressed you had when you offered the course before it was created. Steph and I are used to that. We do that all the time, but it is stressful. Let me tell you, it's so much easier. Like for me offering a course right now that I've done before, it's just a matter of going in and tweaking it up and all that. It's easy compared to having to do all that. So congratulations. That's awesome. But I would focus on the marketing, and then the marketing plan we can work on our next call, you know, laying out your exact marketing strategy, and then you'll be there. You'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and we still remember a lot of the stuff from our notes from when we did the first one. So, you know, it'll be mostly, I think, probably finalizing some of the details with you, because we still have a good idea of what we need to do.
Exactly.
You know, the steps, the, you know, like three offerings and, you know, promotion and stuff like that. So,
You know, you can lay that out, and it's a matter of putting timelines on it. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
The exact nature of the offerings and the webinar and all that, and how are you going to get the webinar to get them excited that they need this?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. So
pitfalls with traveling and, you know, what it does to your eating and how to avoid them and whatever.
Yeah. And so that's what we'll be working on probably over the next couple of weekends. And
so I'm excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic. You're a woman of action.
Sometimes, yes. And we were ready. We were just like, you know what? It's time to get this thing done. And we were focused and motivated. And it was like, let's do it. And
good for you.
Yeah.
So. It was too hot outside to go out anyway. 122.
Here you hibernate in the summer. Exactly. It's like, you know.
Got it. All right. Who's next? Lisa or Steph? Go for it.
I'll go because Lisa like did some weird gesture that I half saw. So I have been pretty productive now that I'm back at trying to work and not babysitting my dad. And I've been really good with the self-care. I've like booked this time in this private pool that's non-chlorinated and has like biological filter through mosses and stuff. And so they're like super picky about who gets to go in their pool. And so it's all private. So I've booked a time. I've got it 3 times a week, 4 times this week. And I'm going, and it's a lap pool. There's swimming laps, and I've been going for runs. And it's the summer, so there's like vegetables in my garden. And I feel like I'm taking care of myself, which is good.
Self-care, top of the list. Love it.
Yeah, I'm not just like going straight back, but I am being pretty productive, but I'm not going like straight back into like, yes. I gotta get all this done.
Yes. Well, when you get the self-care, make it a priority. Then when you go back to that, you have to fit it in between. So the self-care is the big rocks and you've laid them out. And now you go back and say, okay, I've got this block. I'm going to work on this block. I'm going to work on that. So I really love that concept. Yay, self-care.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Lisa, I remember on that, just on a self-care note, I'll just share my little successes. Monday, I think it was one of the days this week. It was Sunday. I woke up. I said, all this work to do, tons of work to do. What do I need more to do right now? Work, exercise, or sleep? And I went back to sleep. So I get up at like 9:30 or 10, whatever it was on Sunday. And I went, okay. And then I, you know, did some family stuff. And then I went, I had some work that interrupted me, had to get done. And then we're like, damn it, I'm going and doing my exercise. So I went out in the yard. I put my yoga mat out. I did 100 push-ups and not all at one time, three different sets, 40, 30, 25 or whatever it was. And then I went and did lunges. This was inspired by Maria. Set my timer for 5 minutes, how many lunges, and I did 120 lunges. And then I went for a 3-mile run. And then I went for a swim. So how's that for self-care?
Sweet.
And I stayed up till all hours because I didn't get the work done, but that's another story. At least I got the right. But now it's different. When you actually start to prioritize the self-care and then you don't get to do it, you get pissed off. And then you say, okay, how do I get to do this again? And you make sure you put it in. Whereas if you just keep going and working, the self-care is like, what was that thing? What was that thing about swimming? Running? What was all that? So it's good stuff. So Lisa, and hi, Allison, welcome. Lisa, unmute yourself. Oh, you are unmuted. Yeah, you may have to put that on. There's Jasper. Mwah. Hi. How are you doing, sweetie? So adorable.
Can you hear me?
I don't know if you guys noticed it, but we were on call I was on, and you guys might not have been there, but I was standing here and I'm talking and going through this call, and all of a sudden my little guy comes from behind me and puts his arms around my waist and gave me a big hug. I mean, my little guy's taller than me, but it was like, oh. It's so sweet.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I'm really glad you guys brought up the self-care, because I was thinking that I wanted to speak about that I need to do self-care. And, you know, that's really, I don't make time for me at all. And I have been ill all of this year, basically, with colds and shingles, so all viruses. So I'm trying to really put myself in my life in terms of caring for myself, and I'm not really sure why I don't care for myself. And I did energetic work before I started the NEPT, the journey, but I guess I need to clear some energy blocks. Maybe I need to speak to Jane at some point, but I really did. I did theta healing and stuff like that before, and I thought I was ready. And it's just that I'm not taking care of myself. And it's just basically it. And I found a protocol by Alex Velasquez, antiviral nutrition. And so I'm ordering all of the supplements. I have some of them. I realize now, you know, like, for example, lysine, he said 1 gram 3 times a day. And if you don't have enough of the dose, it just doesn't work. So I was taking lysine, but just not enough of a dose. And I think he's pretty good, you know.
He is. And 1 gram. You know, I've gone up to 500. No, actually, I did that. So I told somebody to take 2 500s 3 times a day. So that's good to know that's not what my made.
1 gram 3 times a day. And he has really great strategies, antiviral strategies, actually. And it's not a protocol, but it's strategies. And it's all, you know, I'm trying now to implement it. And it's really geared towards stopping the replication, targeting the virus and blocking the replication, supporting the immunity, and then supporting the whole body, supporting recovery. And I think that's what I've got to do. And
is rest in there? And
yeah, I've got to do rest as well.
And exercise, I bet.
Yeah, I do exercise. You know, I ride horses, and I'm pretty active with that. And but I do now have some help with the horses, so maybe I can have some time off. I have no time off. Basically no time off. And so I'm trying to work up to having a day off every second week. I mean, a real day off that I don't work, or half a day off, something like that. And because this is just a wake up call, I just can't. I mean, I've had, you know, 4 colds and the shingles, and now we're in July. You know, so it's, I've got to do something differently. So that's what I really, you know, I love the work I'm doing, and I really love the work I'm doing. So I don't understand why I'm getting sick all the time. But I think, and I cleared my life of toxic elements, toxic people, but now it's clearly time I've got to focus a bit more on rest and recovery and building back my immune system. And I don't know what else I'm missing. Stress, dealing with stress, and meditation. I think I need to put that in as well.
That is a miraculous piece. Yeah. For me, and that's what keeps me able to do what I do, is because I'm taking my time every day. Sometimes it's only 7 minutes in a day that I'll meditate, but I do it every day. Sometimes I do that twice a day, 3 times a day. But yesterday, 3 times. So 21 minutes. 21 minutes. But it's really made a difference in the resilience and how you feel, your energy and everything else that you bring to it. It makes a huge difference. It's a good investment of your time.
Yeah, so that's what I have to. It's being forced on me by my health, so I have to do that now.
Wake up calls, right?
Yeah. So that's where I'm at now.
All right, good for you. So congratulations. I'm glad you're thinking about it. And Allison, and I'm also concerned, because we just had this conversation on Skype late last night about you taking on some people. Steph and Lisa are going to take on some privates for the grant program. I have no idea how many are actually going to say yes to it. Right now, we only have about 25 or 30 people who've registered for it, but we just opened it up last night. So I don't know how many people will actually take the upsell, but I'm concerned, because when Lynn said, ask Lisa, I went, Lisa's so busy. Is she going to have time? So make sure that that's really, you know, I mean, it's not a tremendous amount of time over the course of 3 months, but.
No, and it's a fixed period. I mean, it's not like the ERC, which is a year long.
Right. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
You want to add to your burden there?
Oh, it's not a burden. It's fun. So,
So Allison, you got to sleep at 1 a.m. and got up at 6:30. That's not good. And I'm not doing that kind of craziness anymore.
Are you not? You're having lions.
No, I sleep later. I don't get up at 6:30. So last night I stayed up super late. I tried to finish something, set my alarm for 9 because I had a 9:30 appointment. My alarm didn't go off, or I slept through it. So I woke up at 9:33.
Oh, that's cool. So are we doing celebrations right now?
We're doing celebrations.
Yeah. Okay. So the celebration is that I had a stand at the Love Natural Love Organic Show in Olympia in London again, and I got 100 sign-ups for my hormone balancing smoothie ebook, which I haven't completed yet, and 50 signups for a health and hormone breakthrough session, which is my strategy session.
Wow, 50! Holy cow! And how many have you done so far? I think you've done one so far.
I've just done the one, and after our discussion last night on our private coaching call, I need to do some more practicing first, because I'm still not in the I need to do
put it out there. If anybody's interested in talking with Allison and letting her do a strategy session with you, practice it, you know, just kind of, you know, you can shorten it down and just do the closing part, just so she gets comfortable. Like, her prices are very fair. And when there's still a lack of deserving piece in there that, you know, I don't deserve to charge this much or whatever. And I think, you know, practice will just get rid of it, and doing it, like if you do it once or twice before you actually do the next one.
Yeah.
So reach out on Facebook and let her know if you're interested in doing that with her. Okay. Congratulations on all those leads.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's awesome. It's awesome. And leads are only going to turn into clients when they are followed up. And if you have 50 that signed up for strategy sessions, I would target you. You should get at least 5 of those signed up, for something, right? Yeah. At least 5.
Are they paying strategy sessions?
No, the free strategy session is valued at £260. So on the sign-up sheet, it says that it's worth £260, which is my hourly rate. Mm-hmm. And it's a 45-minute strategy session. Mm-hmm. And I want to do maybe 100 free, maybe more. It depends on my conversion rate, and I may start charging after that.
You will start charging after that because your conversion rate is going to go through the ceiling. Yeah, it's good. And think of it as practice. And think of it as it being, it's practice. You know, I stopped doing those because I couldn't, you know, free ones, I would be booked up the wazoo. I started charging first $97 and I was booked up the wazoo, and then I started charging $200 for them. And then it was more reasonable, but then it was like, then I would accidentally get these things booked and then I wouldn't have any openings. So I'm like, oh, well, you can join my brand program if you have got stuff. So now I have the ability to then pass them on to you guys, and I don't even do the strategy sessions anymore. Yeah. So it just evolves, and it's a matter of you getting confident, and the build, bear, and model works if you follow it. But if you have these objections like, oh, I can't do it that way, then it's not going to work, right? When you actually follow that model and you get them real excited about their vision, and then you bring them back to that, right? You saw how I did that. I mean, we did that very briefly, but that did not always come natural to me. You're going, oh, and it's easy for you to say, you can just do this. It wasn't like this before. I would do those strategy sessions and I go, oh, well, you know, you could just do this and here's five things you can do. And then people would go away. And I've even gotten messages after those strategy sessions, like a year later, from somebody who didn't sign up for anything. You changed my life. I've been doing everything you said. It took me a year to do it. But I'm like, wait a sec. I gave her enough that it took her a year to do on a free strategy or a $200 strategy session. Holy cow. Right. And the other thing is, you know, we tend to give too much. We're all givers, right? And we want to give, but you're taking away and you're lessening the effect of your giving when you give too much. Because then you don't open up the opportunity that they where they need it. Yes, there's this percentage, small percentage of people like us, like me, Steph, you know, we did it on our own. But it was painful. It was long. You know, it took me 2 years to do. We could probably help somebody to do in 3 months. But there's people like that who can go out and do it on their own. The majority of them can't. And those same people 5 years from now, if you gave them a form to fill out for a strategy session, they're still dealing with those same issues because they didn't take action. And I know that because I recently did these surveys for that weekend thing I did. And I said, hey, if you want to if you want to apply to get chosen, or there's a raffle or whatever for a strategy session on these calls. And I read these things, and these people have been suffering for years. I mean, many years. And I tried this, but then I go back to that, and I tried this, and then I go back to that. They need a support structure, right? They need what we have to offer them, right? If it was just a matter of picking up the book and reading it and going, okay, I know what to do now, we'd have a world full of healthy people, because there's plenty of books out there. There's plenty of information out there. It's out there. But for them to know which information applies to them specifically and to be able to actually do it, they need us, right? They need us. So that's where I want you to come from when you're doing this strategy session, is not that you want them to, oh, I want them to buy something from me. I'm asking them to do something for me. No, you're giving. Everything you're doing is giving, and there's just a monetary exchange that has to happen in the world we live in, right? And if it didn't have to happen in the world we live in, you'd probably take on all the really cool ones for free because somebody else is paying your rent, your groceries, your, you know, your education, your books, your clothes, and everything else, right? Think about that. So it's a gift for you to give them of your time to spend a 6 months or a year with them revamping their life. That's your gift to them. And in exchange, they do a small monetary exchange, which is a small monetary exchange. Okay. And the other thing for all of you on your strategy session intake forms is find out what their line of work is. Right? You can't ask them what their salary is. We do that for NEPT now. What's your desired level of income from your practice in a year? What's your current? so that we get a sense of how far off they are. And we can actually, you can maneuver through the strategy session by knowing that. What line of work do you do, right? I get paid $7 an hour to file papers versus, I'm an executive at Goldman Sachs. Much different and much different discretionary income. And then you'll know how to tailor it. You're not going to start talking, and if you give me the money right away, I'll give you a discount. Like, who cares? I was talking to a friend of mine whose mother, she needs this stuff. And I said, well, the gold program is $8,000. But we have payment plans. She goes, my mother doesn't need payment plans. If she feels like this is what she wants to do, she'll pay you the money. Right? So you don't gear your thing towards the payment plan. You gear it towards the result. You always gear it towards the result. Right? The profound change. And she signed up. She did. She signed up. Yeah. Wow. Right?
Yeah.
And to know that there's people doing it, because you mentioned to me yesterday, and some of you have this thing, people won't pay that kind of money. We have people paying for the silver level of ERC more than what you're charging for a year of your private coaching. And they do it. Why? Because they see the value. They see the benefit. Right? And they get the benefit. Most of them, the ones that actually, when it's a stretch and they pay the money, they're more likely to follow through. When it's just, I blew $5,000, big deal. I could have blown that at a weekend in Vegas.
Oh my God.
There are people like that. Plenty. Right? So don't you assume, and I'll just tell you one last thing and then we'll go around for everybody, is the one person I talked to, this was probably 5 years ago, shortly after I learned the Bill Barron thing. I did a strategy session. She paid me $97 for the strategy session. We ran out of time for me to make an offer, and I didn't want to make the offer, but I was also feeling like, oh my God, she works $10 an hour. She's struggling with money. This is it. She's not going to want to buy my program. How am I going to do with this? We set up another strategy session, but as it turned out, I'm in the car driving because my schedule got off. I was traveling while I'm talking to her. And I explained to her what I had and what I could do and how I could work with her, and went on and on. And then she said, well, how much is this going to cost? And I'm like, how do I say this to this person who's doing? I said, well, we have a 3-month program and a 6-month program. So I said, I'm going to tell her about the 3-month because that's going to be more within her budget, if anything is. So I tell her about the 3-month program. It's $3,000. And she goes, okay, what about the 6-month? I really don't think I can do this all in 3 months. I told her what it was. I told her what it was. If it was a payment plan, it would be $6,000. But if she paid it all in full, it was $5,400. By the time I got back to my destination, that $5,400 full pay charge was there on her credit card. She knew the value. She knew she'd have to be paying a credit card off. She knew the value. I was going to make a decision that she can't afford it because of what she made, but she valued her health that much. So don't make decisions for people. They'll come up with it. We have one person who signed up for silver ERC. She's refinancing her house. And as soon as she made the down payment, and as soon as the rest of the money comes through, she's going to give it to us. Okay? What do you have that's valuable? And this woman is going to get phenomenal results because I've talked to her a couple of times on calls. She's phenomenal. She's going to get the results. She's determined to get the results. Right? So just don't undervalue you, but also don't underestimate their power. If you really get them to the point where they can see that result, and they could see where they've gone wrong, especially like the woman you mentioned, she's done this, she's done that, she's done the other thing. When they say they've done all this stuff, you're looking for what hasn't she done, right? How hasn't she applied it personalized to her? What lab testing hasn't she done? What lifestyle things hasn't she done? What limiting beliefs is she stuck in? And then when you talk to them, you say, you've done a lot, and I really, really, really think that I applaud you for it. I see a lot of people who haven't done half of what you've done, and it must be so frustrating to not be getting results. So if we were working together, these are the things that I would be approaching to look for where the holes are, right? Because you got to know what you haven't done. Where are some of the holes, the obstacles that are keeping you from reaching this? So what I would do if we were working together, well, first, I really want to see what your thyroid's doing, because you're on this thyroid medication that nobody's ever run this full panel. I'd want to see what your thyroid's doing. I want to see what your gut's doing. because that's the thing that people miss. You've got hormone problems. They're going to look at your hormones, but they're not looking at your gut. What's going on in your gut? Because the gut is the center of that. And then you go a little bit of a stuff on why the gut is so important for everything else. And you go, and then, you know, once we got that resolved, if there wasn't anything there, I'd be looking here. You just map it out. You just use your vision of the pyramid, right? You go, first I'd be doing this, and I'm looking at your stress level. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at that. We're going to be looking at each of these things. Then we're going to look at your gut. And I'll be putting in some bioidentical hormones along the way to give you immediate relief. But we got to get to the root of this, because that's the piece you've not done over the course of what you've been doing. And then they're going, okay, where do I sign up? Right? Do you see that as a difference? Well, my program's this much, but you can pay it this much. Right? And you get all this time from me. No, they don't care about your time. If you could if you had the program that was 30 days that could get them the results guaranteed, why would they want to spend a year with you? Somebody was telling somebody, a coach that I think it was probably Bill Barron. He had coached somebody that does grief counseling. And they had this 3-month program or 30-day program that was, you know, $3,000 or $2,000. And then they had their 6-month program, which was $5,000 or whatever. And he said, no, you want to switch that around. Because if you can get results for them in 30 days, who wants to be grieving for 6 months? And I was like, oh, right. The quicker you can get results, it's not your time. It's what they need to accomplish and how you're going to use your time. So really on those strategy sessions, which is the biggest difference between that, you want to really be putting out there, what are those strategy sessions going to accomplish? By the end of each of these sessions, you're going to have an action plan and you're going to feel confident. We're going to talk about whatever blocks you have to doing it. We're going to have a plan in place. So each time we meet, you're going to have some stuff to do that's going to get you closer and closer and closer to balance. How does that sound? Versus you get a 45-minute strategy session with me every month. And then they're going, but what am I going to talk about? Our typical NHS visit is 9 minutes. What are we going to do for 45 minutes? Right? They don't have a clue. Yeah. Got it? Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to pick on you, but this is an important piece that all of us do. You're going to get 3 hours of my time. Who cares? What are we going to do with that 3 hours of your time? Right? And if you can do that in half an hour, I would have people who I'd have an hour scheduled for them. And they didn't need cajoling. They didn't need handholding. They're going, okay, what are we doing? Okay. I see this and this and this. Okay. What do I do? This. Okay. Great. See ya. Gone. 15 minutes. Busy executives, right? If you can accomplish it and they don't need all the detail and the handholding, they're just going, they're done. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Way to go.
A ton, not just for you. Great. Thanks, Diane. Okay, so who wants to get their stuff done? Who wants to get their, what they're dealing with and what you want coaching on? Let me put up my stopwatch. There we go. Timer. Okay, so we have, it's 7, there's, do we have, anybody have to cut out early? Because I have scheduled from 12 to 1:30 for this. Anybody have to cut out early? Okay, so 15 minutes. Let's just do 12 minutes each. And if you don't need it all, you don't need it all. But we'll do 12 minutes each, and then we'll have time for wrap up at the end. How's that? So who wants to go first? Are we all done? Did everybody get what they needed today? We're done? Yes. You're done? Yes. Allison wants to go first? Okay, go for it. All right.
Hi. So I had to get up early this morning for my GP appraisal. And that's where I have, once a year, I have to have written everything down and sort of approach and have a session with for 2 hours with my appraiser to make sure I'm fit to practice as a GP. To say it's check that I'm fit to practice and be on the GMC, basically, registered as a doctor. And while I was preparing for this, I noticed this stuff on the GMC website, which I will post into the NEPAR group. There was one thing that I spotted, which my appraiser didn't know about, that says that we cannot give or accept or offer any incentive to people to find us leads.
Mm.
So that means that I can't have an affiliate scheme. And it means I can't pay Nicole, the Bones practitioner, for finding for all the marketing that she does to market me.
That's different, though. That's different. And I'll tell you why. You're paying, she's offering services through her practice and then she's paying you, just like the NHS, right? Just take anything else. You're working in her practice and she's paying you. Yes, the overhead is towards that, but I would not interpret that way.
But that's what she's doing now. But what I wanted to do was change it so that I was in control. And with me in control, I was going to offer.
Okay, no, you got to keep it. Yeah, you got to keep it that way.
You know, the energy around Nicole's clinic has been so bad because of the disempowerment that I'm leaving it aside anyway.
Okay.
So my business manager has suggested I become I consider, she's thinking about it, I consider becoming a limited company. Oh, and then the second bit on the GMC website that I didn't know about, but my appraiser did know about, is basically that I can't advertise.
This is for your license as a practitioner in the country versus for you being part of the NHS.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't advertise for being part of the NHS, you know, because you get too much work
right,
anyway.
Yeah. So are you allowed to have a separate business that is your business, right? That is totally separate from your work as a GP.
That's what we're thinking. And Steph, that's right. That's what we're thinking. So we're thinking of me becoming that it becomes a limited company.
And doesn't have your name on it.
And the limited company has...
I'd be like, you know, Boundless Energy Incorporated or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And then you just happen to be a shareholder in it and it's your personal liability isn't there. And that company hires you to come in and do the work, but the company pays the affiliates, right? And you can add your husband as a partner. You know, he could be a limited partner. Like here, we would do it as an LLC. My husband is a partner. So we have a business that's different from me as a chiropractor. That's my licensure here, totally separate, right? And if I were to incorporate, which I don't, but that company then pays me as an employee. I'm an employee of that company. I'm not an owner. And what the company does is totally separate from me. And we're even going another layer further. We're doing some legal stuff where we have multiple layers of that, where we separate out the NEPT piece, the INE piece, and then the intellectual property goes into one place. And then, you know, I'm in another place. So yeah, that's the way to do it. We don't need that kind of complication. It's too complicated, but it's something we have to do to grow to where we want to be. INE.
Yeah, and
to protect my intellectual property, which is humongous. And so sues me personally, my intellectual property ain't mine. It's in that intellectual property holding company.
Right.
Right. So you don't need that at this point. You might in the future, but I would say creating an entity that's not you, that hires you, that pays you. And I don't know the legalities of the W-2s is what it is, being a W-2 employee of that company. And that's what I am in my company. My company pays me. And my salary is overhead to the company.
Right.
It's an operating expense of the company. And then if there's anything left over at the end that's profit, that then either can flow to me because of the way it goes as dividends, as an owner, because I'm an owner plus I'm an employee.
Yeah.
But it could be that there's totally separate owners. And I'm just an employee. But then you're the employee. You own that company, but that's completely separate from your medical practice. So that I would look into is consult an attorney that knows about that stuff.
Yeah. Because I've just rebranded everything as Dr. Ali.
Well, my company is actually called Dr. Rita Marie LLC. It's still, I mean, I think in retrospect, I would go back and not do that. And we may, as we move things over, change that. But I did it because I couldn't come up with a name. And I thought, I'm never going to change my name. So I'm just going to name it after me.
Yeah.
But that's a minimal piece of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've seen companies called all sorts of things, like Drive Dance and all sorts of things. And I've got Abundant Vitality was a previous branding. I could easily call it Abundant Vitality Limited or something.
And you could ask, I would consult with an attorney to see if having the company called Dr. Ali LLC is a problem.
Yeah.
Right? It may or may not be. And because I don't know any of the legalities in your country.
Yeah.
I would check with an attorney on that. But yeah, that's how you cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So then within that, though, you cannot do, Well, no, the company can hire you to do bioidentical prescriptions for people, right? And you can do that under your licensure. But you as Allie are not doing any of the affiliate marketing or anything. The company's doing that. They're just paying you a W-2, whatever the equivalent of a W-2 is. You're an employee.
Yeah.
So you can still do that. They're hiring you as a doctor.
And it also opens up to being able to be international and employ a nurse practitioner in whatever country to do the bioidentical hormone prescriptions for me.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Which I was thinking of doing for the UK anyway. So it frees me up potentially.
Yeah. It's just opening up new possibilities for growth for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Fabulous. Thank you. So how much time we got left on me?
5 minutes.
Okay. So I had an awesome psychic reading on Sunday. That was really cool. And one of the things that came up was workshops. And that's something that's going to grow, holding workshops in London. Just to add to the mix.
But you're an awesome speaker, right? And you have just this beautiful presence. And, you know, if you're going to do work, you mean workshops like your own workshops?
Yes, exactly.
That your business would run and they would hire you to be the teacher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think publicizing my clinics through speaking is the way to go as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, having the set offer at the end of that. So one of the possibilities, if you're going to do more workshops or speaking for other people, is to take your menopause success system and go to a place like Vervanti or disc.com or any of the other fulfillment services and get them to turn it into a physical product. So you have the DVDs, you have, and it looks beautiful. And then when you're on stage, that's what you sell, because it's super hard to sell a digital product on stage. Super hard, right? Because they want to see it and they want to walk away with it.
Yeah. Right?
Or, and even if they can't walk away with it, well, we only have 4 copies. The first 5 get to walk away with it. The rest of you will mail it to you. But they get to actually feel it, touch it, see it. I think that's something to put on there to go along with those workshops. And if even little speaking engagements like you're doing, you're offering them a strategy session, but why not offer them a physical product that they could take away and start using right away?
Interesting. And I've always loved that sort of with Lisa Sasvich. When I started doing this sort of training, they all use Vervanti, certainly.
They use Vervanti. We use Vervanti. There's also disc.com. There's others that do it. The beauty of Vervanti is they'll do one, right? You don't have to buy inventory. Like with disc.com, you have to buy 20 of them and they have them on their shelf. And then when they run out, you buy more. With Vervanti, they just charge you as they do them. The other thing now these days, because people are more into the stick, the memory stick versus the DVDs and all that, you can have a product that has the physical books, because people love to have a physical book, but that has the disc. This is something that I got. I went to a free workshop last week just to see how they did it. And they gave us this little, if you could see it, it looks like a key code. I'm having a hard time opening it. And what it has is right here. That's the...
Yeah.
See it? That's the little disc, the drive. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Right? People walk away and they go, oh, there's all kinds of stuff. I haven't looked at it yet, but there's all kinds of stuff on here and, you know, various marketing materials and it's branded. It's got everything you need. It's got the URL. And so stuff like that makes it real inexpensive to sell a product.
And it's also inexpensive to ship it as well.
Ship it. Yep.
Because those big folders are quite something.
Right. So you can offer them, you can show it to them, and you get one printed or have a couple. But you also get it this way. And everything's going to be right on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I had something a bit like that from Alex Mandozian in 2008. So, but that's even smaller than the little MP3 player that he
had. The MP3 player is another option too, because those are getting cheaper and cheaper. I mean, I bought one from somebody who put all his podcasts on him in MP3. I'm like, oh, this is so cool, right? And it was like $20, $17, something like that. So they're getting cheaper and cheaper to be able to do that sort of thing. So the creative packaging, you know, and having a conversation with Vervanti or disc.com or one of those other fulfillments, Yeah, would be good. Good to have. Brabante may not be as appropriate for you because they're not overseas. So you'd want to find something similar if a lot of your people are the locals that you're going to be shipping them to England. You don't want Brabante shipping them from Arizona, right? Yeah. But you also, when you do this online stuff, if you have multiple fulfillment houses and depending on whether it's local or overseas, you can say, because the shipping for Brabante, we ship them overseas. Obviously, you've gotten stuff from us. It costs us a bloody fortune.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. That's fabulous. So that's some good thoughts.
And that's the stuff that like we talked about yesterday, having team members that can do the stuff behind the scenes while you're working on something else. That's something you give your manager, go, okay, this is what I'm thinking. Come up with some proposals for me, the different formats I can use and what can I do and then run with it. Oops, there it goes.
Fabulous. I hadn't thought of that. I was about to start searching online.
Yes. No. Just think about that. Just say, okay, here's some stuff you can do. And, you know, I can take a picture of that, you know, and ship it to you. I'll take it on my cell phone and send it to you so you can see the idea and say, there's a lot of options, you know, get some proposals for me and let her do that legwork. Doesn't have to be yours. Shouldn't have to be yours. Okay?
Yes, Kay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Who's next?
I can go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, I probably won't be long because basically I'm working on a lot of the stuff we talked about last month. Because I think I had a lot of homework on the group call and the one-on-one call. So I've kind of been working on all those things. We did follow up with the manager about doing a green smoothie demo here, but now we need to follow up with somebody else to schedule it. So, but I've been, really working on, figuring out those big rocks that we talked about last time and you were talking about earlier. My sister and I are both taking more time for different self-care. We're finally starting to spend some time in the fitness room. And so that's been good, doing a little strength training and doing some of the aerobic goodies too. You know, I'm still finalizing where and when and stuff like that on the schedule for fitting in the big rocks first. But I have noticed a lot fewer distractions and a lot more focus. I mean, obviously, like I said, we put together the program because, you know, we really wanted to. We were really ready. We've got a new online calendar that I think is going to be a lot more helpful. I think it's called Book Like a Boss.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. One of my ITN colleagues had told us about it and Deb looked it over and really liked it, but we've been talking a lot about, you know, where we want to focus to have the ideal business and stuff like that. And we haven't finalized all of it yet. We're still working on these pieces because we're still doing some of the brainstorming stuff too that we were, I think, brainstorming. We haven't come up with the name for the overall Facebook group yet. I'm still trying to figure out that, but we have the program is gluten-free on the go.
Like it.
So we're still working on these pieces. Part of it is because we have been taking a lot of time out, both of us, for self-care this month. So we've been doing a lot of the important as opposed to urgent work pieces. Yeah, we've really been focusing on the pieces that are important instead of getting distracted by urgent. But we've been taking a lot of time. I mean, like part of it came about because Deb had a work week from hell last week. Various people were out of the office and there were times when it was like, I just need to get away from the desk. So it was like, okay, let's go down to the fitness room and get on the treadmill and, you know, get on the exercise bike and things like that. And so now it's starting to become habit, right?
Good.
So, I mean, really, I have a lot of the good advice that you and Allison both gave me on the last call. And so I'm still working on those things. I know, like you said, when we have our one-on-one call, we'll probably be going through the bigger pieces of the webinar and the offering and things like that. But I honestly, I think my big challenge for this month is going to be putting some of this stuff into practice that you were discussing with Allison on the strategy sessions, because I really, you know, I was taking notes furiously. I was, you know, really thinking about those pieces and things like that. So I think that's going to be helpful. And I'm going to be stepping up my mentorship duties in the ITN group, because that is going to turn into, I think it's going to be a contract position for a particular length of time. And so that's been wonderful, because I have learned that is something I really love. is mentoring other coaches who are struggling with all these questions that we talk about, like finding the time to get everything done and, you know, prioritizing and things like that. And from all of our struggles in this group and my other mastermind group and my own personal things, I have found that it's something I really enjoy doing. I'm very comfortable with. And so I'm definitely
You're good at it.
Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to trying to find a way to make that one of the big pieces of our business going forward. And I'm still working on how, you know, that's going to fit in and play out. So
you mean mentoring other coaches as opposed to them being part of another program? So individual or finding other spots with other coaching teams to do that kind of work as a company?
I would like to have that eventually become our focus for our business, because I think it is I think it's a lot more necessary than we realize. I have been amazed at how many people, when opportunities come up for them, reach out to me for advice saying, you know, well, you've done this. Do you think it's worth the money? How did you find it? And, you know, and then, but what about this? What about the money? What about the time and things like that? And between the skills I've learned working in an ERC last year and the skills that I picked up through the transformational nutrition, I feel like I'm in this position where I have like two secret weapons, you know, but I've realized that I've become fairly skilled at, the way you teach us to keep digging deeper and digging deeper, and investigating and doing the Sherlock Holmes thing. And I find that just by asking those questions, and I think a lot of us, when we train to be coaches, we forget to ask ourselves those questions, right? And people are so focused on getting their clients to answer these questions and do these things, but then they don't realize that they need to step back and start doing it themselves. And I have found that a lot of people have reached out to me. And so I'm still kind of working on the best way to make it fit, but I think it's definitely going to be a large piece. And I think it's going to be a bigger part of my focus moving forward. I just need to kind of figure it all out.
Okay. Well, you don't have to figure it out alone. So be sure to, let's make that an agenda item when we talk next, you know, and really explore what that could look like, you know, and where that fits into the picture in terms of timeline.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. And I'll let you know if I've come up with, you know, things, between now and then.
Yeah, definitely. Post them, and, you know, nobody ever does them, but except Steph sometimes does. I shouldn't say nobody, but our pre-session form You guys at the beginning. Steph periodically does it, but she usually gets it to me, you know, 10 minutes before our call or 3 o'clock in the morning the night before our call or something like that. But okay. That's going to be helpful to not just help, even if I don't even look at it, it helps you to really just qualify and think about and organize. And I know when I was working with Bill Barron, they were sticklers for it. And I really would appreciate it because even okay. if I did it the last minute like Steph would do and he didn't look at it, it helped me to organize my thoughts around what my priorities are. And with okay. JJ, I coach with JJ and, you know, a few times a year, and they make you fill out this form like 3 weeks in advance. And she has somebody that hounds me every other day. Sending me a reminder. So I could easily set up, I should do that. I could easily set up I shouldn't say, but I could set up an Infusionsoft campaign that just keeps sending you reminders until you get it done.
It's funny that you mentioned that. It's funny that you mentioned that because on the first group call here that I was on, I was going to do it. And then you were like, oh, well, nobody ever does it. And so it was like, you know, you were sort of like, you know,
I was just saying that nobody ever does it, but that would be novel. I could do it for the group calls and the personal calls.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a little harder just because it's, you know, have to figure out how to get the dates into the system. But no, that's actually not that hard because I'll figure it out.
Okay. If it would help both of us, then yeah, I'm more than willing to take a few minutes every month to do that.
It would be very helpful. Yeah.
It's maybe not one of the biggest rocks, but it's not one of the grains of sand either, you know?
For these calls, it's best if it's 24 or more hours in advance. That way I have time in the evening to look them up. If they come in the morning and I have to look at six of them.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah.
No worries. Yeah, thanks. Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps you to focus. It really does.
Yeah. And that's good. That never hurts me. So, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Anything else? So we can talk about that next time.
Sure.
Okay, got it. Okay, who's next?
Can I go next? Or?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Well, you know, when I first joined NEPT or NEPA, it was to have a waiting this practice. And I'm not there yet, but I'm heading there. So I'm really thrilled about that. But just as I have not been taking care of my health, I have not been taking care of growing my own private practice because I've been getting clients from this company, Hinsa, who I'm freelancing with. And now I'm very happy to be associated with ERC. Mm-hmm. And so we haven't even had our one-to-ones for, I don't know, a couple of months. I don't have one scheduled, so I need to kind of get back in there. And I have maybe starting in September until I get things sort of sorted out in my life. Mm-hmm. Get all the clients in and all that stuff. But it seems like a niche is developing with this function. And I have a website that I've designed. It's not launched yet or it's not live yet. And there are a lot of things that just need to get done on the private side, you know, of my business, not just my health. Because I don't have time for me, my business, you know. I love it when I get clients, then I give my all, but I don't give the same all to myself. Yeah. And that seems to be reverberating in every direction. Yeah. And I remember you said in the beginning, I didn't need to put energy in my website, but now I do because my website no longer reflects how I practice. But there are some things in the website that resonate with people, but it's just no longer current.
Yeah.
You know. So my way of practicing has changed so dramatically. But it's there. I've done the design and everything. I just need to fill it in, you know.
And it's good that you didn't put too much time initially because as you evolved and grew, you would have put a lot of time and money into creating it and then go, now you say, well, I didn't put much time and energy into it and it's no big deal to actually fluff it up.
No. And I already have the design and I already have the sections and everything, but it really made sense what you said because things really have evolved and I wouldn't want to change again. But now I need to really get that done. And I mean, some exciting things are happening with, you know, Hinsa, for example, you know, the company that I work with. We have a meeting, which I'm actually a little bit terrified with two doctors in early September, part of the general health and nutrition team. And there's a doctor in Geneva and a doctor in Zurich. And then the couple other people, head of science development, all that are going to be there. And I'm a little bit concerned because the doctors are constantly asking, what do you want all those tests for? How do you read all the tests? So you know, of course I'm going to be diplomatic and everything, and they do their medical reports. But I think, and some of the coaches or two of the coaches that I work with at HINSA have asked me to analyze their own labs for them. So nice. There's a need and they've seen the value in it, but and it's growing on its own. I never thought that testing would be, I mean, it's an area I love, but I didn't know that it's an area that my life is going to, you know. So, in September, I'm participating in a workshop. I wanted to do more local things because to date I've been more international and hadn't participated in local things, and I've been getting in touch with fitness centers. And a fitness coach, she's doing a workshop at the third, fourth weekend of September. Mm-hmm. And I'll be doing a nutrition presentation, and then she'll get 15% of whatever clients come in, but it's a way to be introduced to her clients.
Nice.
And then she's asked me to do her labs with her. So,
nice.
So it's just a way of, it's just new contacts or new network. It's also a really good way for people to get to know how I practice and how I help them. It's not just a question of putting it through the software, you know, it's just going through all.
No, way more than that.
But it's growing. I do need to do two things, which is I need to take care of my health, and then I need to actually finish the few things that I was working on to get my website current and just get up to date, you know.
Yep.
I've rebranded, I've used my own logo and stuff, but sort of modernized it, you know. I created it in 2010, and now we're 2017, so 7 years later, so things start to look a bit, they need updating. So I've done that, I've done quite a lot. I just need to put it all together. So perhaps I'll just send you a Skype chat thing, and we'll set up some appointments. Mm-hmm. I just haven't been in the space to take care of anything.
Yeah. Well, you've got to take care of you, and that's what your body was telling you. I mean, you've been sick, and glad to hear you have your voice back, because last time we spoke, your voice was all nasally, and before that, you were covered with shingles. And
it's been lovely. It's been really lovely. That's why, you know, I was like, I have to. Yeah, it's coming back, and actually, since I started taking the higher dose of lysine, it's clearing up. Everything is clearing up. Yeah, and NAC and a few other things, but it all hasn't come in. And of course, lots of botanicals or herbal things.
Awesome.
And that's what but I've really, really enjoyed the work with HINSA and also the work with ERC. So I'm busy right now scheduling all the different people with their one-on-ones, and, you know, wrapped up the year with Nancy. And she wants to continue. She wants ongoing support. And so Lynn and I were chatting on how to do that. I'm thinking about the jumpstart. She probably needs support every second month, because I said to her she's been having support once a month and she doesn't need that anymore. And I think I don't want to speak to her once a month because she speaks for so long. She's lovely to speak to, you know. But
Yeah. Well, we can work something out if she wants to do something special. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, she does want ongoing support from me. And so I said I would talk to you about it. And we'd find a way, because the 90-day program, I think, will be too expensive for her. And she definitely doesn't want to continue with ERC. I told her that was the best value in terms of, coming back. But she's just moved on to acupuncture, and I don't know what with her Chinese medicine.
Yeah, but if she wants the one-on-one, you know, you can take a 90-day program and make that, spread those appointments out over a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. So I think there's like 6, 8, something like that, appointments in that, and we can spread it out over a year, and I mean, it's $2,000. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Well, that's one option. So I was happy that she wanted to do that, because, you know, she did make a lot of progress, and she did a great summary. I put it on her Google Drive, and I'll send it to you as well if you want it on Skype chat. She did a fantastic job. And she really, even though she dismisses a lot of things, she actually does take it on board. So the seven pillars she created, she's renamed it the seven pillars of life, you know, and stuff like that. So she just takes it and interprets it in her own way.
Yeah, her own spin. Good.
But she really did take it all on board, which was fantastic, because she was really engaged.
That's great.
And then she thanked me for my persistent patience. Or patience and persistence. So I thought that was good. But yeah, so that's what I'd like to do. So I'd like to get, you know, back on track with my own business. I love getting clients, and but I do. Yeah, I would still like to carry on the work.
Yeah,
which I just somehow don't make room for me. I just, you know, I disappear.
So that's something to sit with, right? It's like, why and how could you be there with other people if you don't make time for you?
Yeah.
And you've seen that, right? It takes away from your ability to focus and concentrate and be fully present for people when you're burning pain in your body or you're sniffling and whatever.
Yeah.
So it is a wake-up call.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for me.
Okay. So we'll look at how, is there anything else? We have 4 more minutes. If there's any way that we can support you right now, just...
No, just kick me in the butt to take care of myself.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll set up an automatic thing that goes out to you every day. One of the things I'd love to start doing is having this set up where with the text messaging, like just gentle little cute reminders for people. Have you drank your water yet today? Have you been breathing? Take a breathing breath. You know, so I'm looking into that. There are some ways with our Infusionsoft and with our database system that are getting some extra software in there. But I think it would be helpful. And I think for coaches, the same thing. Have you done any calls today to, you know, have you followed up with clients today? Have you reached out to potential partners today? Right? I think there's ways that we could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and having good nutrition isn't the only thing, as you know, with all your pillars.
No, it's not. You know,
there are other parts that have to be dealt with.
They have to be dealt with, for sure. Great. All right. Thank you, Lisa. Okay, so we have your left, Steph. Go for it. Hi.
Okay, so so I have been trying to, I want to do things differently this time. So I've had this kind of month away from really work, and I've been like in this kind of interpersonal journey. And I've learned a lot about myself, really. I feel like I'm such a people pleaser, you know, and I think that's just a classic family of an alcoholic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to change that. Like I need to change this whole entire family dynamic and I need to change myself in order to do that. And I need to change my business and change everything. Change. So.
Whew. Okay. Slow down here and let's just sit with that. How does it feel when you say I have to change everything?
I guess I shouldn't say I have to change everything, but I am wanting to change the way that I've structured my life. My relationship.
Okay. That's very different and energetically to say than I have to change everything.
Right. But I guess.
Yeah. Throw it all up. It's gone. Right. I'd like to change the way I've been running my business, the way I've been dealing with my interview. So that's a much different thing. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Then you open up this part of your brain instead of this part of your brain. Right. This is a running away from, this is a moving towards. Walking towards, strolling towards.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to work on that languaging for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So what does it mean to you when you say you're going to blow up your business or you're going to restructure it? I put the word blow up because that's the emotion that I got from you. But
there are parts of my, I guess I was like this because it's like, we have 12 minutes to tell me everything to do.
We've got an extra 3 or 4 from other people who didn't use theirs, so you're good.
But really, some things about my business are fine. It's just a matter of how I go about my day.
Mm.
What I choose to spend my time on, like Diane was saying, the important things. So if I put in the self-care, and I pay attention to Jasper and I take some time to actually like tune into whether my head and heart are even in alignment with my day, what I'm doing.
Right.
I only have time left for the important things.
That's right.
So that none of those emails are actually going to get answered. I get like 3 pictures of people's poop every day. I'm not going to talk to them.
And they're not in your program. They're not paying you to look at their poop.
Random people send poop pictures on the internet. Just so you guys.
An automatic response that we have a help desk person, but before we did, we'd have an automatic response. Thank you so much. And you just click it. Thank you so much for you know, involving me in your personal life. And I'd love to be of support. Sign up for a strategy session and we can discuss your poop.
Right. So right now they send the poop to Rooker, right? Okay. And then I believe that he's like taking time to write because he'll send it to me
Oh, no.
And I'll find a way to specifically say to them, looks like blah, blah, blah. Let's take a look
no,
at that.
No. Yeah, I think that's not efficient, right? No. And I just had to deal with this the other day, only they were sending it all to Lynn, right? So I didn't know this was happening. So everybody that wrote in about their mother and their grandfather and their poop and whatever else, the help just says, well, I don't know how to answer this. And everything went to Lynn. And then Lynn's like, you know, got 4,000 tickets. I didn't even know about it. I'm like, wait a minute. If they're not paying to be in a program, Lynn doesn't get to coach them. And so we created a list, and I can send you what I had her create to send them to our various offerings. This is great. Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. We don't have time to look at personal. We are happy to help you with this. Sign up for a 90-minute strategy session or join our vital community where you can get monthly calls with Dr. Rita Marie and we could talk about your poop or, you know, whatever. But it's paid stuff because right. This is what I used to do all the time stuff. I used to respond to those people thinking, oh, I'll just respond real nicely and then they'll sign up for something. No, most of them are just looking for free advice.
Right. So, and it takes all this time because he sends it to me and then I send the response.
No. A canned response. I'm going to send you that. I'm going to forward it to you. I'll send it to all of you if you want. That she put together, and you can just insert your own stuff. I made a few changes to what she, you know, put, and I'll send that to you. I'll look to see if I find the
original. It'll help me just to make sure I've covered all my, bases.
Yeah, because you've got a lot of opportunities there. We have lots of free information on our blog. Go to the blog and type in poop as a keyword and, you know, whatever it might be that they're asking you about. And you'll find some free videos and free stuff. You can also get personalized attention if you sign up for our 30-minute, 90-minute, 60-minute, whatever. You can do that here. Click. Or you can join our, you give them three choices, right? You can join our vital community where you get XYZ and you can join that here. That's it, right?
Right.
That's it. No personal attention other than possibly having a place to insert whatever they were asking you about, poop or Helicobacter or stool testing or whatever it is. We don't have time to do, but there's a lot of articles and on the blog you can do a search for keyword. Right? That's where you can help him to formulate it. Like, here's a list of keywords that, you know, you can make the connection. Then you don't have to get involved at all because it's tugging at your heartstrings, right? Because you want to help these people.
Yeah. But yeah, so the past couple of weeks, they've gone unanswered. So I have a bunch of unopened emails in my thing because I know what they are.
All right. So you're going to create this thing and then you're going to answer them.
Okay. Perfect. Right? Very cathartic.
Yeah. Like, and you'll just go, you know, dear Jane, copy paste, dear Mary, copy paste, dear, and you'll get those done. And then that's it. Then you teach him, this is what you do. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He can do it. I know he wants it too. Cause it's just an area where our communication gets like, it just sucks because it's email. Like the to-do list is not clear.
That's right.
It's just re-forwarding stuff.
Right. No.
Yeah.
No. Somebody writes in and says, we had somebody write in, and I don't know if they were serious or not. I know that Dr. Rita Marie generally doesn't do private consultations, but we're willing to pay her, you know, will she talk to me if I give her $10,000 or it was something ridiculous like that. And I went, sure, write back to them and get them on my calendar and we'll send them a link. We'll see what they want. Right. But that's different. And if somebody is like that, you know, and it's not, I'm the king of France and I have money to give you, but if it's a real thing. And they write back and say, hey, you know, we can arrange something. Are you willing? Here's how you do it. Fill out this form and pay your money.
I wanted to give me money. He sends me emails like every day, but it's not the King of France. It's like the French colony of some place in Africa.
Okay. Yeah. The Africa, that one's, those come a lot. He doesn't send those to you, does he?
Oh yeah. I get them like every second day, not every day.
Well, he should delete them. Tell him.
Oh, Rooker doesn't send them to me. No.
Oh, the king does. Okay, he sends them to you directly. Oh, I'm like, okay. yeah, and sometimes it's worthwhile to change your private email address so you don't get that stuff anymore.
It's pretty good. Like, I pretty much don't get, I've unsubscribed to almost everything.
Good.
So it's pretty good. So I typically get like 5 emails to my email address every morning. There's going to be like 1 or 2 from you and then like, you know, some other ones.
See, don't send them. I don't know where these emails are coming from, because people tell me I send a lot of email. And like a typical week, we send 3 broadcasts a week.
I was just kidding. I was super kidding. It's
probably reminders for your calls.
Call reminder. Yeah, like that kind of thing. But yeah, okay. So if I can take care of that email piece, that takes out a lot of like the...
Yeah. You may write this down.
And then I'm just working on content creation. But what I've not started working on is like making my marketing smarter. Any sort of like evergreen email campaigns. Like these are things that I really think should probably be in my, like if I had a list of 20 things that are the only things I'm allowed to do because they're important, half of them should be like long-term growth things, don't you think?
Yeah. So here's, do you remember Stephen Covey's book? And he has the quadrant.
I'm not familiar with this.
Urgent and important. My kid's got his fingers stuck in a socket and I've got to get them out. Urgent, important, no question about it, right? Then there's urgent, but not important.
Those are the things, the stupid...
The doorbell's ringing and it keeps ringing and it keeps ringing and it's some dodo wanting to sell me a tree service, right? Yeah. It's urgent because you got to make the freaking doorbell stop ringing because you can't get any work done. But it's certainly not important. I mean, that kind of stuff you might be able to handle with a sign on your door. But yeah. That's the stuff, the urgency stuff, but it's really not important. Then there's not urgent.
Like none of that stuff counts.
Not important. And then there's urgent and important. Okay. So you make yourself a card and you list all the things. You go through your day. And as you're going through, just have your card sit in maybe a big piece of paper. And as you're going through your day and you find yourself working on something, just jot it down and see which compartment it fits in. Okay. The urgent and important stuff, obviously, you're going to have to handle, especially, you know, but there's some urgent and important stuff that Rutger can handle.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody's in your program. They can't get access to their links.
I don't handle that.
So some of the urgent and important. The stuff that you're avoiding that gets your attention a lot are the urgent and not important and the not urgent and not important. Oh, let me go like Allison. Let me go check out sites and how to find all this. It's neither urgent. It's important, but it's something you can delegate. So once you've got this card written out, then you look at what of these can be delegated and who can they be delegated to? Which of them can be dropped, right? Like this email thing, give it to Rutger, drop it. You know, you no longer have to deal with it. He's got a template. He's handling it, right? The urgent and important is what you, the not urgent and important is the piece that's going to grow your business.
Yeah, that's the
right. Urgent and important. I've got a launch going on. I've got to write the emails for it. It's urgent and it's important, but the not urgent and important, that's the piece that gets, I got to create evergreen funnels. How long have I been saying that? Well, okay. If I need money, I'm going to go do a launch. Mm-hmm. That's how your time gets spent because it becomes urgent. Like I'm out of money.
Yeah.
Okay. Just write it and keep track of it for a couple of days and then go see what you can delegate, what you can drop, and what you're going to carve out time, just like self-care, for that business growth piece. So every day, maybe every third day. How do I get it to stop? Every third day, every other day, twice a week, once a week, whatever, but you block off the time you need to work on the not urgent and important.
Okay.
Right? Because that's the part that all of us just let go. Not urgent, but that urgent and not important just takes up so much time. It really does.
Right.
It really does.
But so in terms of like, if I were to be structuring my time so that I'm spending like half my time on growth related, like on intentional activities and the other half just doing content creation like I am, like finish this module, do this recording for stuff that's already in existence.
Well, first of all, you can't do it that way because you just said half your time was to content creation. Half your time was to those long-term things. What about servicing your current clients?
Oh, yeah, poop. Okay. I'm not counting that in the time, obviously.
You have to. Okay, so you've got 100% of time. I don't know how much.
So what I'm trying to do is, like, non-contact hours, spend 20 hours by myself at my computer.
Okay. So the thing is, you've already got those. Those are rocks that are already in your calendar, this call with this person and all that, right?
Yeah.
When you look to the future calendar where you don't already have those blocked out, block off times that you are willing to spend with those folks. So I have my appointment calendar and I have certain times that I'm willing to, and I'm going to cut them back because I've got larger blocks than I should, because I end up with these broken pieces of time. This long-term stuff requires big blocks. So I would go in and put the big rocks in first.
But as per discussion that you and I had, I only have available mornings, the first and third week of the month, or sorry, the second and fourth week of
the month.
That's
right, for your clients.
The other weeks are off.
Good, perfect. All right, so of that remaining time, of that remaining time, yes, I would say you can block off. You may not want to do it every day. You may want to have a break in between. So you may want to block off the other part of that day and put your personal care in there next. The next thing is your self-care. That goes in. And then your blocks for this, and you say how many hours a week, and then what's left is your content creation. That's important stuff too. I mean, that's all important. But the point is, you can get so wrapped up in the creativity of it that you may spend more hours at it than you really need to, because it's fun and it's a distraction.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it is for me too. It's distraction. Content creation, I love it. I'd spend all day. So I block it so that it's close enough to when I have to deliver it that I have to do it efficiently. Not that it's stressful that it's like 2 hours before, although that happens sometimes, but it so that I don't overspend, like, oh, let me make another, no, I'm going to redo that piece, or I need a new graphic there, or that recipe is not good. Let me go in the kitchen and make it again for myself before I, you know, there's all kinds of distractions that can happen when you're creating content. But if you give yourself the windows and block your calendar off the same way you did the every other week, twice, two morning blocks off, are blocked off, you do the same thing for the other stuff.
Okay. I can do that.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Right. But get this done, because you're going to be shocked. Like, you know, when you stop and you go, what am I doing right now? Which category is that in? Yeah. Right. And if you just go on to Covey's, like Stephen Covey, the urgent quadrant, I think he calls it the quadrant, something like that. You'll find.
Yeah. I need to read, because I've been not counting that as work. Like, I have a timer.
Yeah.
And if I'm not doing something that's important, I'm not even counting that as work. So I've been coming up with like 12 to 20 hours of time that I spent every week doing something that is actually building something for my business. I stop the timer if I go test a recipe, or if I answer a phone call from a client, or if I'm on a like Skype or Zoom, or like meeting Lynn, or like, I just, that doesn't count. None of that counts. So
how many hours a week are you doing for this important stuff, this growing your business stuff?
I end up with 12 to 20 hours. I've done it the past 5 weeks. I've put on time. So even when I've been doing that. But I'm only doing content creation.
Oh, for content creation. So you need the same
block. I'm only doing like writing a book about metal.
For the business, right? The same way you just.
I'm not doing.
You do that for the other, right?
I'm not doing stuff building my business. I'm only doing like random. Ugh, you're all frozen.
Oops, you froze for a minute. Come back.
Okay, yeah.
Back. Yeah, so the way go ahead.
It's all just like me making, writing books and doing stuff that like I'm building stuff, but I'm not building my business.
Right, right. So here's what I wanted you to do. You're blocking that off. You've got 12 to 20 hours a week. You want to figure out what's the appropriate distribution between that content creation that's kind of future good stuff, but not necessarily mandatory and not growing your business, and the business part. And you want to have the same discipline for that. And whether it be 2 days a week where you spend 4 hours as a start, you can get a lot done in four solid hours. Maybe it's three times a week where you do 4 hours. But that's blocked off, and that's what you're going to do during that thing. Work on the evergreen funnel piece. you know, work on taking a program you already have that you just need to tweak it a little bit so that it's evergreen. Maybe there's pieces of recordings you have to redo. Maybe there's just some marketing pieces. Maybe it's just laying it out in an email sequence and pulling stuff out and saying, okay, this is it. And you have access to Justin's OWS program, right? Yeah. I would go back through that and lay it out according to that. That would be a good use of your time. And actually going through the pieces of the module, maybe you set aside 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week that you're going to actually go through the materials, and then you're going to implement it the rest of the time.
Right. Like, does that count as work? Like, am I working right now? Is this work?
This is work. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is work. That all counts as work, right? Are you playing with your kid? Even if your kid comes in and hugs you and you take a moment to kiss your kid and you get back, you're still working.
Okay. Because I've been like super, like I got kind of like tweaked. Like I've been like with my timer on my phone sitting here going like, stop, start.
This is business growth. This is you moving your business forward, interacting with other people, masterminding. That's part of that growth piece that a lot of people don't even take as seriously. That's right. In the not urgent, but important category. What we're doing right now is not urgent, but it's important. And a lot of times I do the same. I'll go, oh my God, I'm doing that appointment. Why am I doing that when I should be doing this stuff that has to get done by the seminar tonight? Because it's not urgent and it's important. That's what all this masterminding is. All the coaching calls are. That counts. Yes. Okay. The time that doesn't count, that counts as personal, is when you're at the gym, when you're out on a hike, when you're planting the garden, when you're in the kitchen playing with Justin cooking food. That's personal care time. Right? Yeah. And Jasper. That goes towards that. Hi.
Jasper.
Jasper. What did I call you?
We were just talking about
Justin.
We were just talking about our
family. Oh, no, we were talking about somebody else called Justin. Sorry. Yes, Jasper.
Yeah. So also the things that Lisa, like when Lisa was talking, I was like, you what? You reached out to whom and you did what now? Like all of the like connections that she's like, I don't do any of.
Okay. Then that's part of this not urgent and important. So as you write things down, then I want to look at that and say, what are some of the activities you need to add to those columns? And then, like I said, you know, like I think it's Charlotte and somebody else, you know, it's like, you're going to be making X number of calls a day to get to follow up with people. And this is an Allison one. You're going to reach out to all those 50 people, like one a day, two a day, until you've reached out to all of them, right? You make a list of all the people, potential JV partners that you want to reach out to. Right, that you think would be great for working with you when you have this evergreen launch. And you go, okay, I'm gonna go in order of fear factor. Whoever I fear the most is at the bottom of my list, and whoever I fear the least is at the top. So you get used to doing it. And then one day I want you to wake up and go, shit, I'm just gonna grab one of those people down at the bottom. I'm gonna do it. And you do some number of those a week. You allot some amount of time a week to doing that. And you block it out in your calendar. I have color on my calendar. So my color, my goal is to have a lot more JV pieces in there and all that. But I have appointments, probably two or three appointments a week where people are, usually it's them contacting me, but it's somehow an interaction. I go, oh, I really think we should work together. So in doing that, in fostering those relationships and in getting the behind the scenes ready to go, I get an email from Ocean Robbins who says, hey, we have some openings in our calendar between, you know, July 20th and August, whatever the dates were. And do you have anything launching at that time? I'm like, for you, we'll have something launching at that time. So we're going to redo this grand thing that we're doing right now. We're just going to redo it with him. I'm going to take all the stuff I created. I'm going to create a separate campaign for him. I'm going to clone all the ClickFunnels. I'm going to put it out for him. And I'm not going to do it to my list. I'm going to just send them to the back end we've already developed because I already developed it, right? And we're going to tweak it a little. We're going to customize the pages. And so when you have this set up, then you can reach out to anybody and you'll say, oh, I can't launch with you. I can't do that because my July is shot. Oh, well, what about we do it in September? And then you take a little bit of time and you need to customize, clone and customize. And then you've got this way to constantly be building your business, right?
Okay.
For Diane, similar, you know, you get this gluten-free on the go. How many different people with big lists and not so big lists, but how many people that you can approach that can actually, you can customize that to their schedule because you've set it up as evergreen. Yeah, the first time you do it, you may want to do it live so you get the kinks out. But once you have that, then you just approach these folks and say, hey, look, this is very synergistic with your business, right? I know you don't want to do it. I'm trying to get Maria to do something like this because I don't want to create a fitness piece, but so many people need it. So she and I have been talking a lot about that. So gluten-free on the go, great. You know, all these different things that you can approach people and say, when can we do it? You fit it in with them, with their calendar. And you've got the pieces behind the scenes.
Already done.
All worked out. You tweak them a little bit if you have to for them, for their audience. But then you can just, it's plug and play, plug and play, plug and play. And you can get into the goal of doing a launch on like your lead-in program with a different person every month. And if you set up your back end right, so that at the end of core, and I think you already have this core reset, then they get pushed into the other core or whatever. And then you have a branch off. If you're a practitioner, I've got this. But you're opening up the floodgates of an entry. And maybe it's not core reset, it's the other one that we talked about. Creating that as your entry, right? The one you're doing now. You create that so it's it really should be a shorter program. That's your entry point because people are going to consume it, be excited, and want more, right? So you think about what's that entry in the funnel that I can get out to a lot of different people. And it doesn't mean that's the only place that you're going to do with JVs, but it's going to be the easy place to get it started and to start growing your list. Yeah. Make sense? But you've got to block out the time to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll block that time first. Okay.
Absolutely. Block that time out and make sure that, well, the self-care time and family time is blocked out first.
Okay. 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 I'm hardcore going to do this.
So here's the thing. When you block out that self-care, right? You've blocked off this time and it's to go to the gym and well, with the pool, you have to block a certain time. So you're stuck. Right. But if it's like to go for a run or a hike or whatever, and you put it in your calendar and then something comes up with this huge JV partner, you finally got a hold of them. And the only time they can meet is during that. Do you say, no, I can't? No. You take that block and you move it to the time you were going to schedule that person that was open. There's swapping that can happen. Right. Really.
If I make a list of the things that I think are important and I put them on the group, would you guys like add stuff that, cause your brains work really differently from mine.
yeah.
I can tell just by listening to you talk. So then you can maybe tell me what you would also do.
Yeah. Like, but map it first, right? We have to see what you're doing now.
I should delegate. Yeah.
And what we can see what you should delegate. I've said that to Allison before. Not right away, right? No, don't do that. Delegate it. What you can delegate, what you're going to do, and what's like, you know what? What's missing here, staff, is I don't see this. And you go, well, I don't do that very often. Well, maybe you should be, right? Yeah. You do it for a couple of days and create a little thing and then send it to us. Even if it's just a card and you take a picture of it and send it to us that way. Doesn't have to be beautiful stuff design with all the beautiful bells and whistles. Just a little picture.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd probably do it on a bigger piece of paper than a little.
There's going to be some more stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I know all you have to do, probably there's a template that is on the Covey stuff. I'm sure that somebody's created a template of this urgent, not important, et cetera, thing that you can print out and just do it that way. And if not, it's real easy to write the words in a grid. Yeah, we all need this, right? We all need to use our time better, right? It's not a matter of needing more time. It's about utilizing the time for the things that are going to push us forward most. And I have trouble with it. I have trouble with it because I end up getting caught up in that campaign or that this or that the other thing. And I'm actually going to be, I'm investing a huge sum to couple of coaches this year to make me do it. Mm-hmm. And I told Steph about that, but it's with Justin Livingston and Cowan Rush. And they offered 5 slots for private coaching. And then they interviewed everybody and they chose me to be one of them, but it's going to cost a lot of money, but their goal by the end of that, we have that goal. And if we don't get what they promised by the end of the year, they're going to keep working with me to make it happen. So my evergreens are going to be done. But you can do this on your own. You just have to discipline it. Right? For me, it's just a little bit different. Like, and having this mentorship and being able to reach out is super important. I really think that we all should always be in some sort of mastermind.
Right. Yeah, this is invaluable to me, definitely. Yeah. I learned a lot today.
Yeah. Good. So one takeaway for everybody. Diane?
Yeah, I just wanted to say Lisa said in the chat that she posted the four quadrants in the NEPA Facebook group.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Lisa. Let me just check real quick because I blabbed a little bit too long. I got to go on another call. So right into the group, I want you to all tell me one takeaway. All right? One thing you're going to commit to doing. Thank you. Much love.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.